of 12 Days of Sleepyhead Stories.
Yes, guys, welcome to 12 Days of Sleepyhead Stories. Hi, everyone. Welcome to 12 Days of Sleepyhead Stories. We are going to be reading a holiday story every day from now until right before Christmas. So today's story is Fancy Nancy Splendiferous Christmas. It's written by Jane O'Connor and illustrated by Robin Preece Glasser. And of course, it's from the Fancy Nancy series of books that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Conchetta is here sitting next to me. She just is choosing to listen rather than talk because it's early in the morning, and that's fine. Okay, let's get started. Our house never looks fancy, except, ta-da, at Christmas time. Wow, look at how pretty their house looks. She even made the snowman fancy. Look at that. I love Christmas so much. It is important to find a tree with a wonderful aroma. That's a fancy word for smell. That's like what we did. We went to look for a tree, right? Mm-hmm. I think bigger is always better, but my dad says we must compromise. That means we end up with the tree that Mom wants. True, right?
And baby JoJo says this tiny little baby one because she's little.
Yeah, baby JoJo has a tiny one, huh? Probably for her room.
Yeah.
Cute. And they put the tree on top of their car just like we did. On Christmas Eve, we get out the ornaments. Some were Grandpa's when he was a little boy. These are heirlooms, Mom says. That's fancy for things that are old and valuable. Here is our tree topper. Isn't it gorgeous? I bought it last summer with all my birthday money. It is never too early to prepare for Christmas. We always wait for Grandpa to decorate the tree. He'll be here very soon. While we wait, we bake Christmas cookies. My sister helps with the sprinkles. Mmm, delectable. That's fancy for yummy. Guess which one I decorated. Oh, I can guess. Look at that cookie. It even has like a little sparkly thing on top of it, huh? Pom-pom.
Wait. Fancy made all those?
Yeah. Those look just like the cookies you made with all the sugar glitter. Oops, sorry. I finish wrapping all the presents. This quilt is for Maribel. Put lace on anything and voila, it's fancy. I also made a tiny Christmas card for her. Maribel, if you don't know, is Fancy Nancy's doll. Next we go caroling, which is fancy for singing Christmas songs. Back at home, still no Grandpa. So we plead with our parents. Pleading is like begging, only fancier. Please, please, pretty please, can we just put up the tree topper now? Ooh la la, everything it says on the box is true. It spins, it flashes on and off, and changes color. Cool. My dad says that Grandpa called. He'll be here any minute. We'll wait and wait and wait some more. How can a minute take so long? Frenchie is not as patient as I am. See Frenchie? Frenchie is Fancy Nancy's dog. So I unwrap one of her presents and a tug toy. Frenchie is strong, but I am stronger. I pull hard. Oh, that's like Henna, our dog, huh?
Yeah.
Oops, the tree sways. Oh no, look out below. The tree's falling over. Oh no, because her and Frenchie were playing too rough. The tree topper smashes to pieces. I am devastated, which is upset. Only a zillion times worse. Just then, Grandpa arrives. I tell him what happened. Oh no. When life gives you cracked eggs, make eggnog, he said. What does that mean, I ask. It means you improvise. That's a fancy word for using whatever's around you to make something. We'll make a new tree topper with glitter and pom-poms and ribbons, Grandpa says. One day you will have your own family and you will tell them how we made this together. Oh, it's going to be an heirloom, I explained to my sister. Wow, look at the new tree topper they made. Decorating the tree is so much fun. There's no such thing as too much tinsel, I keep telling everyone. That looks like our tree, look.
Yeah. But we don't have a tree top.
No, we have a star on the top. Only one word describes how magnificent, joyous, and sparkly Christmas morning is. Splendiferous! The end. Guys, that was Fancy Nancy Splendiferous Christmas. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And tomorrow we will be back with another special holiday book for our 12 Days of Sleepyhead Stories. Have a great day, guys. Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sleepyhead Stories. We have so much fun creating this podcast, and we couldn't do it without your support and positivity. So thanks again. We are now available on all major streaming podcast platforms, making it easier for you to listen to your Sleepyhead Stories. And we also have an Instagram page. Check us out at Sleepyhead Stories, where we post a photo of every book we read. If you're listening to us here on the Anchor app, you can favorite this podcast or leave us some applause or even leave us a message that we may post on a future show. You could even suggest a book that you'd like to hear. And finally, we've added a button on our Anchor page called Support This Podcast. This just gives you the ability to leave a small monthly donation if you feel to do so, and those funds would go toward the purchase of books for future episodes or other preschool material that would help our little preschooler along her way. But again, we don't expect it, but we sure would appreciate it. So thank you guys so much. We wish you the best day or the best night, and we'll see you in the next episode.